Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, October 17th, to welcome two guests to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Lilia Mosley and her dad, Joe. I'm so grateful you've come to be on the podcast. Can't wait to sit down with you and talk about things of life and faith after you read God's Word for us. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us. Our first passage is Isaiah chapter 40, verses 25 through 31, in the New International Reader's Version. So who will you compare me with? Who is equal to me, says the Holy One? Look up toward the sky. Who created everything you see? The Lord causes the stars to come out at night one by one. He calls out each one of them by name. His power and strength are great, so none of the stars is missing. Family of Jacob, why do you complain? The Lord does not notice our condition. People of Israel, why do you say, our God doesn't pay any attention to our rightful claims? Don't you know who made everything? Haven't you heard about him? The Lord is the God who lives forever. He created everything on earth. He won't become worn out or get tired. No one will ever know how great his understanding is. He gives strength to those who are tired. He gives power to those who are weak. Even young people get worn out and get tired. Even the best of them trip and fall. But those who trust in the Lord will receive new strength. They will fly as high as eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not grow weak.
Our second passage is from Acts chapter 16, verses 35 through 40. Early in the morning, the judges sent their officers to the jailer. They ordered him, "Let those men go." The jailer told Paul, "The judges have ordered me to set you and Silas free. You can leave now. Go in peace." But Paul replied to the officers, "They beat us in public," he said. "We weren't given a trial, and we are Roman citizens. They threw us into prison, and now they want to get rid of us quietly. No, let them come themselves and personally lead us out." The officers reported this to the judges. When the judges heard that Paul and Silas were Roman citizens, they became afraid. So they came and said they were sorry. They led them out of the prison, then they asked them to leave the city. After Paul and Silas came out of the prison, they went to Lydia's house. There they met with the brothers and sisters. They told them to be brave, then they left.
And now a reading from Psalm 96. Sing a new song to the Lord. All you people of the earth, sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, praise him. Day after day, tell about how he saves us. Tell the nations about his glory. Tell all people about the wonderful things he has done.
Thank you so much, Lilia and Joe, for joining the podcast and for reading so beautifully for us. We want to get to know you better. Tell us a little bit about your family.
I'm Joe Mosley. My wife is Darcy, and our beautiful children are Lilia, Vera, and Herky.
Lilia, share with me one special thing about Vera and Herky.
Vera, she sleeps in the same room as me, and Herky is right across from us, and we have to share the same bathroom. Vera is really nice to play with, and Herky always wants to play mousetrap with me.
Joe, give us a little more background to your family. Where did you grow up, and how did you meet Darcy?
So I grew up in East Cobb, outside of Atlanta, and Darcy and I met our freshman year at Alabama.
What did you study in college, and are you using that degree in your profession now?
I studied accounting in school, and I did take a job in public accounting right after school. I quickly realized that public accounting was not for me and moved into more of a finance role. However, accounting does serve me very well every day in both my professional life and personal life.
Now, you guys moved to New York City after college, correct?
That's right. That's right. Right after school, I took a job in New York with Deloitte. Was there for a brief period before moving to UBS Investment Bank. And that's where I started my real estate finance career in earnest.
And then at some point you decided to come back south, correct?
That's right. We did. After we got married, Darcy and I have been in New York for a number of years. And one day she said, are we raising kids in Manhattan? And I quickly realized that it was time to come home. We put Atlanta and Birmingham side by side, and to us, it was a no-brainer.
Mentioning family, what are some things that you like to do as a family?
We like to do a lot of things together, mostly outside. We like to go on hikes, and we like to swim.
I wish you could see this podcast, because Lilia is making some gestures for Joe. She's showing a little man hiking and swimming. What else, Lilia?
I like to jump off the high dive, body surfing, in the ocean, and sometimes I make ice splash daddy in the face at the pool.
I really got to know your family better on the family mission trip last year. We went to Orlando, and hopefully we're all going back again this year. Lilia, what were some highlights from the trip?
I liked volleyball the best, and I really liked the hotel. And I really like the Cheerios, and I always put chocolate chips in them.
That was a wonderfully healthy breakfast.
Mm-hmm. And I like the pool, because sometimes in the morning, Mommy would let me swim in it. And after Orlando, the day before we were going to leave, we went to Disney World, and I went on a really fun ride called Tron, and it's super fast.
It is so fast.
And we woke up so early that bedtime felt like a nap, and all I could think about was Tron.
Sounds like you had an awesome experience. On the family trip, we try to balance having fun as a church family with serving another church. Joe, tell us more about the mission of serving.
We partnered with Horizon City Church. We ran VBS and a sports camp for a lot of the children in the community. One of the most encouraging things that week is from day one to day two, we were able to double the attendance. And another encouraging thing is that families that participated were not members or in any way affiliated with the church currently. It seemed really successful outreach to the community.
Yes. And one of the things that I really love is the time spent serving together and getting to know our church family. Were there new families that you met on the trip?
Oh, so many new families. We had a great time getting to know new families. The Hobbs family comes to mind. We did not know Kim or her children. Their children are much older. They're in a different stage of life. If we hadn't have done this, you know, if we hadn't gone on this family mission trip, we wouldn't have otherwise, you know, gotten to know her. We now run into her all the time at church. We run into her in the community. It's just a great way to get to know other believers in the church.
Lilia, we're going to pass the microphone back to you. Where do you go to school and what grade are you in?
I go to school at Crestline Elementary, and I'm in first grade.
What is your teacher's name? What's your favorite subject? And what do you like about your school?
My teacher's name is Debbie Holder, and I really like it because their color mascot is my second favorite color, blue.
Ooh, well, what is your first favorite color?
Pink.
Pink and blue. And what is your favorite subject at school?
Reading.
Reading. Well, you sure did do a really good job reading the Bible for us. What is one of your favorite books to read?
The Black Lagoon books.
This leads to another question. What are some of your hobbies and interests?
I like recess, mousetrap, and volleyball and soccer. And I really like basketball, even though I haven't started, but I'm about to.
One of the things I love about hearing your story is hearing about your faith development, how you came to faith, and how the Lord has journeyed with you throughout your life.
So I grew up in a house we went to, you know, in a family we went to church most Sundays. Both my parents are believers. We did start at a Church of Christ and moved to a Baptist church in middle school that had, you know, a lively youth group. That's when I came to know Christ personally. probably not unfamiliar to some, but my faith has ebbed and flowed over the years and has been closer or more distant at certain points in time, and has really, really strengthened and deepened as we've become parents and been thinking about the best way to explain our relationship with Christ to our children. And that has been an incredible journey. And a lot of that has been here. And we are very grateful for you guys and the leadership and everybody that has been with us on that journey in the last handful of years.
Yes, we are so grateful and encouraged by the community of faith. And your Sunday school class is one area where I know that you are talking a lot about what it means to be a family of faith.
That's right. We spend a lot of time in Sunday school, and David R. Hart and Grant Todd do a great job. A lot of what we're learning in their teaching is directly related to raising children, and it's a constant reminder of our individual relationship with Christ personally.
I know that you are also very involved. You're on the stewardship team. Tell us about that team and what we can expect in the coming weeks and months.
Yeah, I'm grateful to be included on that committee. When I think about stewardship, first and foremost, I think about these beautiful children that they were born to us, but they're ultimately the heavenly fathers. And as parents, we are their stewards, and we should be good stewards and point them in the right direction and train them and nurture them. And we should also, I like to think about doing the same thing with my time and talents and resources. And when it comes to finances, we should be good stewards there and be obedient followers. And I think that's where the commitment cards come in, and we may be sending those around soon. I'd encourage everybody to at least have a conversation, especially if you have young children, have a conversation around the table and explain what commitment cards are and how you participate. And as ultimately, the resources that we have are the Father's, and we're just giving them back to Him.
Is there a scripture that you return to again and again, or something that you would call a favorite Bible verse?
Galatians 5, 22 and 23, where the fruit of the Spirit is outlined, is my favorite Bible verse. I think ultimately I find a lot of joy and peace, no pun intended, in that verse, because I notice more of it in my life in those moments or phases of life when I'm closer to the Father.
Lilia, do you have a favorite Bible story?
Mm-hmm.
Which is it?
Adam and Eve. So there's a Garden of Eden, and it's when God creates the heavens and the earth, and He created the first man and woman. And so in the Garden of Eden, everything was perfect. The tigers, the bears, the zebras, every animal in there could understand what Adam and Eve were saying. And then one day, a serpent came to the Garden of Eden named Satan. He was an angel, but he shapeshifted to a snake, and he tricked Eve to eat the fruit, and then Eve told Adam to eat the fruit, and then they started blaming each other.
Yes. And that's when sin came into the world, and we call it the fall of man. But God did something very redemptive in that moment. Do you remember when they knew they were naked? What did God do for them?
He gave them clothes.
He gave them clothes. He sacrificed, the first sacrifice, and He made clothes for them out of the animal. And that sacrifice was a picture of the ultimate sacrifice that one day Jesus would make on our behalf. Where did you learn that story, Lilia?
Bible club.
Tell me about your Bible club.
So it's on Tuesday morning, which means I had it today. And you get a biscuit that has bacon inside of it.
Yum.
There. Each week we learn a new Bible verse, and we try to do that at school.
Tell me about Sunday school. Who are your teachers?
Sometimes Miss JoJo and sometimes Miss Haley, and last week it was Miss Callie.
And what are you guys learning in Sunday school?
We're learning about how to be more like Jesus.
And then on Wednesday night, you come as well. Tell me about Wednesday night activities.
So first, we do like a craft or something. And then we go to the nap room and do music.
Is there a prayer that you as a family say over meals? Or is there a prayer that you like to say at bedtime?
We say the Lord's Prayer and God our Father. And we also say, oh, the Lord is good to me. That's the one Vera always says. And Herky always says, God our Father, and I always say the Lord's Prayer.
Ooh, would you end our time together by saying the Lord's Prayer for us or with us?
Yes. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.